This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration says the state will see a slight increase in its revenues next year as lawmakers prepare work on the budget. Director Richard Weiss says the department expects net revenues to reach $4.7 billion for the fiscal year that begins July 1st.
The economy has not, at this point, taken hold in any kind of a recovery that's very strong. So this is a pretty modest growth pattern that we're looking at continuing for another year and a half from now.
Governor Mike Huckabee is expected to release his balanced budget proposal in mid-January. He has said he expects to recommend an increase in funding for public schools, but most other agencies' budgets will remain virtually flat.
The U.S. Postal Service is considering closing the Fayetteville Mail Processing Center and merging it with the one in Little Rock. USPS spokeswoman Lisa Tolliver Gay says the move could produce an annual savings of $6 million a year.
The Postal Service has lost several billion pieces of mail over the last year and has seen a decline for several years. And so what we're doing is looking at all of our operations to make sure that we are doing the best that we can with what we have.
If the merger takes place, Tolliver Gay says mail deliveries between Northwest Arkansas and the central parts of the state could be delayed by a day. A public hearing about the matter is scheduled for December 14th at the UARC Ballroom in Fayetteville. Another mail processing center, this one in Harrison, is also under consideration for closure.
The Arkansas Health Department marked World AIDS Day yesterday with a series of events and observances. Ed Barham, a spokesman with the department, says about 5,200 Arkansans are infected with HIV and minorities are disproportionately affected.
We continue to have an unacceptably high number of new HIV cases. We were going to have 275 new cases this year, and of those, it's a disproportionate number of African Americans. 46% of those will be African Americans, while only 16% of the total population is African American. So there's quite a disparity.
Barham says HIV infection in Arkansas is spreading most rapidly among minority men who have sex with other men. He says many people in the state who are infected don't know it.
The annual Fayetteville High School Homeless Vigil continues today, and school officials say more than $7,000 have been donated since the vigil began at 5 last night. That total is far off the pace of last year's record amount of $23,000 raised. Students remained outside in front of the high school all night last night and accepted donations from passersby. Donations are still being accepted at the school.
Arkansas Senator John Bozeman says Congress has a lengthy to-do list, including extending the payroll tax cut for workers that is expiring at the end of the year. He says Democrats and Republicans agree the extension is needed, but the parties disagree on the method.
Senator Reid would like to increase tax on millionaires. What we would like to do is put a hiring freeze on federal employees. Not lay people off, but just freeze further employment for a few years so that we could get the federal workforce down a little bit.
The payroll tax would revert to 6.2%, up from the current temporary 4.2% tax, if Congress doesn't extend the cut by year's end. Senator Bozeman says he thinks paying for the cut by imposing a 3.25% surtax in income above $1 million would be harmful to job creation.
The University of Arkansas gymnastics team is ranked 11th in a preseason poll of NCAA gymnastic coaches. Arkansas has finished in the national top 15 the past seven seasons. This season will begin January 6th at the Cancun Classic in Mexico, competing against five other teams, including four nationally ranked squads.
And tomorrow's 7A state football championship game between Bentonville and Fayetteville will be available on cable television in Northwest Arkansas. Fayetteville High School students will produce and announce that broadcast. It can be seen on Channel 217 on Cox Cable, Channel 99 on AT&T UVerse. Kickoff between the Tigers and Bulldogs is scheduled for noon tomorrow in Little Rock.